I was asked if I would consider flying to Moscow, and I said yes. I said, however, I want to know what the objective is, because I want to be able to speak to my son to see if there's value, because I'm not going to fly to Moscow to sit on the tarmac to be an emotional tool for you.
For the government.
And so what did they say?
Initially,
I said, so can you set up communications? And initially it was, well, we're not sure. And I said, wait just a minute. Folks that I work with could set up communications. You know, any number of ways.
So and you thought you'd be a pawn.
Bottom line is, we offered.
Right.
We partnered with them. Bruce was involved with this.
Right.
They were unable to set up communications.
With Edward.
With Edward. And so, as a result, that did not work.
Lon, you said at first that publicly that you wanted Edward to come back to the U.S. You said that publicly, and you just indicated that these talks were initially designed to do that. But I saw you said the other day that you think he should stay in Russia. Why the change?
Absolutely. New reality. Well, simply the behavior of our government, both our Congress and the Justice Department. I have again, lost confidence that they are operating in good faith. Very simply.
You said it.
Where at this point, you know, unless someone's been living in a cave or they don't have a TV, could my son get a fair trial? Now, if we talk about the Eastern District of Virginia,
you cannot
throw a rock without hitting a defense contractor, how could my son possibly get a fair trial there?
Right.
Possibly. And look, you know, you cannot take this in pieces. You know, you're asking me questions here as to why maybe at first I really was trying to encourage my son to come home, and now I'm saying remain in Russia.
Yeah.
You can call it an epiphany. You can call it intellectual evolution. But I've been following the media and members of Congress very closely for the last 60-plus days. And the constant media churn and so many talking heads and so many people who have written op-eds or whatever who have absolutely no clue as to whom Edward Snowden is, sharing opinions. I've watched that, and I realized that it is absolutely propaganda.
Right.
And then when I hear the White House accuse President Putin of using, you know, this as a propaganda opportunity, it's amazing. I mean, I almost feel like I worked for great leaders throughout my career, men and women who were magnificent leaders. I know what leadership is, and what I've seen at the highest levels of our government is absolutely amateurish.